Who's that again?
Dee Dee!
Thank you,
Anna. Dee Dee is still a ways down Front Street, has not approached the chute yet.
Look at her.
We see her headlamp and some cars escorting her to the finish line. There's a good crowd of people here early in the morning, on this fine morning. A lot of friends and family. Her mother is here, and I know she was excited to see her mother at the finish line, and also her husband, Mike, is at the finish line.
Way to go, Dee Dee!
As always, there's a pretty boisterous crowd for Dee Dee Jonro.
Okay, folks, back up, back up, back up, back up.
Her dog just took the wrong turn. Pat Hahn is going to help his friend and her team to bring them in the right direction to the finish line.
The dogs are only taking the news, so they stop by the new nugget to check out the news.
Talked with Dee Dee in White Mountain earlier today, and she said she just wanted to enjoy the run to White Mountain. She didn't have very many good runs at all. In the 2013 Iditarod, and she said she just wanted to enjoy the run from White Mountain to Nome. Dee Dee Jonro now in the chute with her team, pink harnesses, pink dog booties, pink parka. Pat Hahn running in front of them. And here she comes. The nose of the dog crosses the finish line. She is 10th into Nome today.
Right here.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have young leaders.
You're here, Dee! Woohoo!
Lots of excited fans greeting Dee Dee today.
Yeah, we noticed that.
Traction. It's helped. And they're terrified. Oh! Hi!
Way to go, Dee Dee.
They were Jamie's leaders last year.
Oh, the same ones? Okay.
Well, it tells you the loads of experience they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're litter mates, and, you know, they've never done what I just did for them.
Dee Dee, what happened there at the very end?
These two young leaders, well, they were leading the yearling team last year, and all my older leaders had different things happen, and so they've never been the main leaders ever. You know, for the type of racing I do. And they really stepped it up, and they've been the leaders for the whole race practically, but definitely since Takotna. And so they've seen a lot of new stuff, and they've carried the responsibility of a lot of new stuff. But the stuff that scared them the most was the Front Street, isn't it?
And what are their names?
Ophelia and Osprey. And they're a funny story. They were bred when I broke my hand in 07. My two leaders bred while I was dealing with my broken hand on the tree. And that's their parents. So they come from good stock, but they weren't a planned breeding. She probably won't even think about it right now, but she's so wide-eyed.
And how do you feel, Dee Dee?
Not too bad. It's funny, I heard you guys interviewing Sonny, and 63-year-old Sonny Linder's coming in next. I thought, huh. And then chased by 59-year-old Dee Dee Jonro. But I think we did good for the old gang. I think we made our mark.
You made it in 10th position into Nome, and in White Mountain you had said you just wanted to enjoy the ride to Nome from White Mountain. Talk about the run today.
I did enjoy it very, very much, and I didn't race in, but I was still, they were ready for it. They were jazzed, so I was able to pass a team. And, you know, it's always a little bittersweet to be passed right at the end. It happened to me a couple years ago on the street and on the back of Cape Nome and stuff. And so, especially when it's a good friend of mine, Aaron Burmeister, that I have a lot of respect for. You know, I had to pat him on the back and give him a hug on my way by. But, you know, I'm still really tickled with 10th place last year. I thought that team was going to be this team's. And this team is 10th place this year, and it looks nothing like last year's team. All the hardcores from last year aren't here. And, well, not all of them, but a lot of them aren't. And I had a female in heat, another leader that I sent home because she's not as well behaved as Osprey. She kept trying to go back at Flirt, and that was a problem. Osprey would just bite the boys in the face, and okay. But that's why nobody else could run lead with her but her sister. Because if anybody tried to fool with her at all, she just nailed them. Well, then nobody wanted to run lead next to her either. So her spade sister is the perfect complement.
Now you have a lot of supporters here greeting you this morning, and you have a lot of support along the trail, people coming to cheer you on. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's very, very humbling, actually. I had a little girl in White Mountain today say, "Is pink your favorite color? Why do you race in pink?" And I said, "Well, it didn't used to be." And then I told her my story, and I said, "And so I hope when you're my age, you don't ever have to even think about pink for a reason. And you can just enjoy the color." Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's made racing something that has been meaningful 365 days a year, not just in March. And, you know, the young guys will find their way and how they will conduct their lives with it. But I think all of us are changed when we come across the trail.
Well, I was very competitive. Congratulations and welcome to Nome.
Thank you.
DG Genro at the finish line in Nome. Again, wearing pink, she finished 10th this year in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. And reporting from under the Burled Arch, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.